Thank you. For the certificate, the inspector uses a stylus. His name is printed on, but he uses a stylus. His signatures are not allowed. Also, before the certificate goes out, we have one more control step. It goes to a clearinghouse, like some where it is checked before. In real time, somebody else or a computer program, most times a computer program checks it to make sure it is in order before it goes out. And the second question on non-compliance. When product is non-compliant, we allow an option. The person might want to say, okay, I want to bring it back in compliance, or it just fails. We don't say it failed extra class, now it's class one, or it fails class one, now it's class two. We inspect and you say, the piece say, okay, I bought class one apples, and it fails class one, it fails. That's it. We don't get into what happens next, but it cannot be sold as class one. We have regulations that when it fails inspection, it cannot be sold or traded as class one. If it's traded and we get to know, or the buyer tells us, or the buyer asks for an inspection certificate, in most cases for commercial quantities, an inspection certificate would go with the product when it is sold, or it is sold on the basis of the inspection certificate. So most buyers would not proceed without an inspection certificate. But if it fails, it's left to the applicant to bring it into compliance or to just let it be downgraded or dispose of it in another way, but not as to a grade that was not assigned.